Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, welcome to today's episode of Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos. Trust you're looking forward to a restful weekend, I know I am. Today's topic is faith in the Word of God. And still in Psalm 119, we're looking at the success principle or principles in verses 89 to 96. Here, the psalmist is reflecting on the enduring nature of God's word, which stands firm in the heavens and is anchored to eternity. He stresses the faithfulness of God, which transcends generations, and highlights the sovereignty of his decrees as all creation serves his purpose. The psalmist expresses deep delight in God's words, acknowledging that they have sustained him even in the face of adversity. And despite the presence of evil forces seeking to harm him, the psalmist remains committed to seeking understanding and living a life that pleases God. Ultimately, he finds freedom and liberation in God's perfect words, recognizing their unmatched power and significance in his life. Now, what are the principles that these eight verses, have given to us? One, God's word is eternal, not bound by time or circumstance. It stands firm in the heavens and is fastened to eternity. God's promises and teachings are enduring and reliable. Two, his faithfulness spans generations. His faithfulness is not limited to a particular era or people, but extends throughout history, providing a source of hope and stability for all generations. God is sovereign. I just want us to think on that. God is sovereign. And his authority is such that everything he created stands at attention and serves his purpose. This tells us that God controls all aspects of creation, and it points to his power and majesty. Seeking God's guidance and support in times of difficulty provides strength and clarity. Success often involves recognizing that we cannot achieve our goals alone, and we need God to help us keep forging our way forward. The psalmist expresses deep delight in God's words, acknowledging them as his deepest delight and a source of profound revelation. This points to the importance of finding joy and satisfaction in studying and meditating on God's word. Despite facing threats from evil men, the psalmist remains committed to seeking understanding and living a life pleasing to God. The principle here encourages perseverance and steadfastness in the face of opposition and adversity, trusting in God's protection and guidance. The psalmist concludes by recognizing the matchless freedom and liberation found in God's perfect words. This points to the transformative power of God's word to bring freedom from bondage, clarity in confusion, and hope in despair. One of the success principles that he highlights in this stanza is a commitment to legacy and continuity. James Kerr in his book Legacy, where he closely examines the philosophies of New Zealand's admired All Blacks rugby team, uncovers their relentless pursuit of excellence that underpins their rivaled success. There, he invites the reader to explore the central idea that true greatness extends beyond mere skill or strategy. It lies in fostering a culture of legacy where every individual is committed to leaving the jersey better than they found it. This is what the psalmist is highlighting by turning our hearts to God's eternal truth. In conclusion, today's stanza is pretty much like every other that we've touched on this week, and it's offering profound insight into the principles that support true success. And by anchoring ourselves in timeless truth, committing to leaving a positive legacy, recognizing divine sovereignty, finding joy in learning and growth, demonstrating resilience in adversity, and embracing freedom through truth, we can navigate life's challenges with purpose, integrity, and resilience. Success isn't merely about material achievements and accolades. It's about living a life of significance and impact, a life rooted in faith, wisdom, and service to others. As we apply these principles to our daily lives, we position ourselves to experience success that transcends worldly measures, enriching not only our own lives, but also the lives of others around us. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. The word of God sustains me, and I live my life to please my Father, whose words alone are perfect in this imperfect world. They bring such extraordinary freedom into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them, and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out, make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time." May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend, and see you again next week.